Does it feel like you're walking on eggshells with Airbnb lately?
Like maybe your listing used to work and now it doesn't. You're not sure why, but you feel like something's changed. Maybe the algorithm, maybe the rules, probably both.
You're not alone. A lot of hosts are wondering if they need to completely rethink how they show up on the platform.
That is exactly why we created the Booked and Profitable Listing Audit Bootcamp. It helps you make smart, strategic updates so you're not guessing, reacting, or stuck wondering if what used to work still works today.
In the Booked and Profitable Bootcamp, we'll walk you through exactly how to audit and upgrade your listing, including the title, description, photos, calendar, and pricing so you can take back control.
The waitlist for the Booked and Profitable Bootcamp is now open. And if you want to get off the hamster wheel of platform panic, then you have to go to thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist and put your name on that list right now.
It's the best way to be confident about what's working now and what to do next. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFV. That's StayFi.com/TFV. Let's elevate your guest experience together. Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who's heading on over to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can feature you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at 12th South Carriage House. Again, that's at 12th South Carriage House, and it is in the 12th South area of Nashville. But they also have a second property in Gatlinburg, I believe it is. But what I wanted to say about this property, one thing that I love, 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 please take a peek at their Instagram. Sorry, I said Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. I get those confused. Are they kind of the same place? Are people... like going to be rolling
probably,
their eyes at me
probably.
Right now.
We just lost all of our Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge listeners.
Where's Dollywood? But she has these amazing custom pencils for the Pigeon Forge area, and they say the Sweet Retreat.
That's so cute. I've never seen a custom pencil for a takeaway.
Yes, and so I just thought that they were so cute, and she she kind of gives the background here of how she had a pencil collection when she was growing up. But anyways, those little things really do pack a punch. Such a small little thing. People can take them with you. And the reason I actually wanted to pull out and talk about these pencils specifically is because I have done this. If you were to come to my like pencil pen drawer, you will see that I have a collection of pencils and pens from mostly hotels because short-term rentals don't normally give them out. But I have like the Graduate in particular, like the Ritz-Carlton, those I know I have it like pencils from, and then other places are pens. So I just encourage you, especially as we want to have our guests remember us, is what is something that A, they could use during their stay, because I don't know about you, I'm always jotting down notes wherever I am, a short-term rental, a hotel, even in my own house. But those simple things that you could, A, are one size fits all, you can customize. And then last but not least, they're very, very affordable. So I wanted to highlight them purchasing those, having them in their property, and it's also a souvenir. So like if you can have this one thing that like packs multiple punches, why not do that? And I'm going to help 12th South Carriage House. They also gave a highlight to the At Lucky Pencil Co. So if you're looking for the place that that does custom pencils, let's help two small businesses out. So if you're in Pigeon Forge or Nashville, go to 12th South Carriage House. Or if you need some custom pencils, go to the @LuckyPencil_Co. Let's help. And they're on Etsy. So let's help some small businesses out.
With that being said, let's move into today's episode.
Yeah, you're going to need to sharpen your pencils and take some notes.
Yeah, I was telling Annette, so it's my job to head up the management teams to manage our properties. And Annette is a investor on some of them. And one of them I had to kind of sheepishly tell her, Annette, we have a listing issue at one of our properties. And she's just thinking like, oh, like, I don't know. Photos need to be fresh. She's like, whatever. And I was like, no. Like, there is a listing issue that is posted in our account. And it's like this new thing where if Airbnb deems that you are kind of teetering on either being on probation or getting delisted, they're going to kind of let you know, as this is like one of the first steps that will happen. And she's like, what are you talking about? So it is called the listing issues section, and we want to talk about it today because, as I understand it, talking to two or three different Airbnb support reps, and if you have heard something different or know even more information on this topic, please always email us or DM us on Instagram. We're always wanting to know. But now they have a section, Airbnb has a section, where they will start tracking more, I'm going to use the word serious, but with quotations.
But wait till you hear what our listing issue is, because it's not that serious.
No,
actually isn't valid, but we'll leave that for the end of the episode.
Well, actually, we'll leave them hanging, because actually we had to, and now we have one. But it's important to check this, because as I was talking to these Airbnb support reps, my understanding is that not all listing issues are created equal. And if you have a PMS, a lot of PMSs are now rolling out kind of like the back end look at what Airbnb has as like demerits, we'll call them, on your listing. And so maybe we have a couple of our properties on our PMS that say educate, and it's still a green light, apparently on Airbnb's end, it's a green light, but it has the word educate instead of good, like good to go. And then there's yellow light, and then there's a red light. And when I say light, I mean dot, you know? Mm-hmm. And my understanding is, of course, we don't have anything in the yellow or the red, but that would be on our road to getting potentially delisted or just completely removed from the platform. And so if you haven't checked out this listing issue section, that is what we're going to talk about today.
And this is one of our quick reactions when someone will come to us and say, obviously there is a triage. There is a long list of things that we always advise if someone is coming to us and say, I'm not getting any bookings. And I just want to share that the first one is they normally say, I'm not getting any bookings on Airbnb. And our first point of triage is, okay, where else are you listed? And the conversation comes to a screeching halt. So yeah. Diversification is number one, because you're putting all of your eggs in that one basket. The next thing that we ask is, like, have you checked your listing issues section? And we get mixed. Some people are like, they have no clue about it. They look at it and they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. I do have a listing issue. And we're like, we would take care of that absolutely first. So how can they, we're gonna walk you through exactly how you can find if you have a listing issue.
Yes.
Well, an Airbnb listing
right.
issue.
And we're using a lot of air quotes here, because when we tell you the ones that we've seen, it's just like, oh my gosh. But if you don't have your Airbnb professional host tools turned on, you'll need to do that. And what I'll do is I'll put a link in the show notes that give you instructions on how to do this. This unlocks analytics, an analytics section, your listing performance section inside your Airbnb account. And you want that for many reasons. You want to know how your listing is performing. And instead of guessing or having feelings, you can actually see your click-through rate, your conversion rates, right? From someone going from a looker to an actual booker, and track those metrics. And that is what we teach and talk about that all the time inside of our private community. And now at the very bottom of this list is listing issues. So if you go to your host profile, there are three lines in the top right. You're going to go to insights. And then on the left side of that new screen, you'll see the listing issues area. And this area is now Airbnb rolls out these features to different hosts at different times. So you might have your Airbnb professional host tools turned on. You have your analytics, but you don't see this yet. That could be just because they haven't rolled it out to you yet. But I assume it's coming to all of us if you don't have it yet. But as I was chatting with Airbnb support when I first discovered this several months ago, they are starting to, I mean, they probably have been doing it, but now they're giving us insight into demerits that we're getting on our listing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the guest has reported us to Airbnb. It could be something that they flagged with their AI bots that are crawling
exactly
our conversations, our listing, patterns in reviews left by guests, whether they mentioned something specific or not. And so finding this section, tracking it, I have a reoccurring task on my calendar every week to make sure I'm responding to Airbnb reviews. And now I do that and I check my listing issues section.
Did you go through step by step how to find it?
I did.
You did. Okay. And we do the host professional tools. Sarah will put that link. And we have a YouTube video about it too, if you're a visual learner. That way you can follow along that way.
We actually have a YouTube video on this topic too.
Yeah, so you can go watch both of those and make sure you are good to go. Here is why they are giving you visibility to this, we think, all right? Of course, this is going to be impacting your ranking in the algorithm. And of course, bottom line is it will affect your bottom line. Because as they should, Airbnb wants listings that deliver consistent guest experience. All right, so if they are getting most likely repeat complaints, they're going to start flagging you in these listing issues. And maybe that's public reviews and or private feedback. Sarah, why don't you dig in there? Because that's one of the important things I think with the listing issues is that private feedback, yes, it's private, but obviously Airbnb is paying attention
right.
to
you might
that.
Think.
Feedback that that's between us. Airbnb's letting us do that, so it's not going to impact anything.
That's not right anymore.
Right.
That's not correct anymore. That is not the case anymore.
If you want more bookings, higher rates, and real clarity about what's working on your listing,
the Booked and Profitable Listing Audit Bootcamp is exactly where you need to be.
We walk you step by step through what's hurting your performance and then how to fix it, and fast.
But don't just take our word for it. Here are just a few testimonials from our last bootcamp.
Alex updated her title and got booked within hours for a holiday weekend.
Jess received 7 bookings in just 1 week.
Susan reworked her photos and descriptions and got 5 new future bookings at a higher rate than ever before.
These wins are not random. They're repeatable.
And the bootcamp is coming back soon.
So if you're ready for real results like this, the first step is to join the waitlist.
Go to thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist, and you'll be the first to know when the doors open, and trust us, you'll want early access. That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
So obviously, this is, we will still tout that, oh my gosh, everyone stop calling yourselves Airbnb hosts. Stop only being on Airbnb. Diversify. If 2025's updates from Airbnb rolling out in May and in June and who knows what's to come is not waking you up, let this be your wake-up call. Because when I tell you the listing issues we've had and that this is like a demerit on our beautiful, beautiful little townhome, you're just going to be like, what the heck? You feel like, because it's true, you have very little control. Now, we all, Annette and I tout extreme ownership, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you get a listing issue, even if it feels ridiculous, still, listen, even if it was a guest from a direct booking and they like leave that review that was left privately, they leave it for you publicly on Google, or even if they tell you, we're here to serve, we are here to be hospitable, and so we don't want guests to have inconsistent experiences. But that being said, it's just another way that we are just inventory to Airbnb.
Well, let's tell them exact we thought we were being clear on a pet allowance.
The story?
Yeah, let's give them a little, like, we're not really telling them, like, when we saw like a listing issue, what that was, and that this was private feedback, and then how it came through, just to kind of give them some narrative.
We've got two listing issues, and that's something else too, is one of them dropped, the other one didn't. The one is still there, and I'm trying to get clarification from Airbnb why that is, and I haven't gotten a clear understanding. But one of the issues was we had a guest book instantly. And in our house rules and in our listing description, we say that we are dog friendly on a case by case basis. So to chat it out with us to make sure that everything's good to go. Well, they booked instantly. And then after they booked, they told us that they are going to be bringing kittens.
Like a litter of kittens.
They said kittens, plural. And of course, in our best hospitality voice, we shared with them, oh my gosh, how exciting for you that you're traveling with kittens. That must be. An experience. However, that being said, our property isn't a good fit for kittens. We allow dogs on a case-by-case basis, as stated in our house rules and our listing description. Since you have plenty of time before your stay starts, it's probably best that you find a property that best aligns with your needs. And they didn't fight back. They didn't appear upset. And then we said, and I had my team, we're going to change this, but the guests, we said, if you cancel your stay, because we don't allow kittens, we will offer you a full refund. Not a problem. This was plenty of time for us to rebook, right?
And for them to rebook.
Okay, so they cancel. Everything's fine. And then I'm checking my analytics, and I notice this listing issue of we forced a guest to cancel. And I look in the reservation, and of course I go through the messages, and it's this guest who wanted to bring kittens. So I reach out to Airbnb support, and instead of getting frustrated with the support person, I said to them, do you mind looking at my house rules, my listing description, and seeing how I write that we are dog friendly on case by case basis, and let me know how I should have handled this differently? Because we let them instant book, and then we discovered they're going to bring kittens. We don't allow kittens. So we wanted to encourage them to find a place that would allow kittens. What would you have done differently, Airbnb support? And of course I said nothing. You did everything correct. And that was it. And it's just like, okay. So then I asked him, I was like, so this listing issue, is this affecting my visibility on the platform? And that's when they told me that it's not a high level issue. It's just like a, hey, this was brought to our attention, which could mean that either the guest brought it to Airbnb's attention that they felt like we were forcing them to cancel.
Or the AI picked it up.
That's right.
We're kind of leaning on the AI picked it up.
And if AI picked up the word cancel,
it doesn't matter what the context.
I told my team, let's not use the word cancel anymore. Let's say to the guest, when you find a new place to book, we will issue your full money back.
Right.
Right? Like, don't use the word cancel.
Or refund money back. You know, it's like, what are you having to refund people
Correct.
For?
Yes.
So, again, really do think about your list. So, there's kind of like two lessons in that right there is, number one, if you are pet friendly, be clear in your house rules. What kinds of pets? I know we've heard everything from birds, kittens. I think, what else have there? I'm sure snakes. We've heard like so many different animals that people have wanted to bring to the short-term rentals. So you might want to say specifically if you're dog friendly or.
Right. Not just blanket. Pet.
Yeah. Pet. Because then everybody could have a certain type of pet.
The other issue we had when this is the one that dropped, this lady was upset that she didn't realize we weren't a shared space.
She wanted to share the space with someone, and that upset
her. Yes, and that the fact that it is an investment property that we were a detriment to our neighborhood, and she didn't like that she was supporting an investor. And I was like, why is this a listing issue? I am licensed. I am allowed to operate this way. And so that is the one that dropped, though. So I brought it up to Airbnb support, and I asked them, what could I do differently? And she, of course, left us a low review, which is really frustrating.
When we are clearly not a shared space. We're not.
We are not.
So the reason that we're bringing this up, however, though, is there, we always want you to take extreme ownership. Is there anything that you could be responsible for? Look at that. See how you could change it in your listing. Even this person thought it was a shared space. Like, hey, is there something anywhere that could have alluded to that? Let's fix that. But we want you to be on high alert, and not in a bad way, but like, take these things seriously. If there is something to replace or repair, if you have not updated your listing description, like, it needs to match the reality. You know, you need to make sure, like, if people are starting to say in your reviews over and over, maybe it's uncomfortable beds, your photos are misleading, maybe there's noise complaints, like, really, don't just flippantly think that there is a problem with the guest. Like, we want you to always look at yourself first. Is there something that you could be improving on? Because I'm telling you, every time we look in the mirror, it's like there's a lot of work that we can all be doing all of the time. And we just want to make sure whenever Airbnb adds something, i.e. the listing issue,
that
section, they haven't really like brought it to everyone's attention. But like Sarah said, have it on a regular cadence to check it and make sure that something hasn't popped up there. And if something has popped up there, let's take care of it immediately. And then if once it's taken care of, I reach out to them, let them know. And then secondarily, if you are on a property management system that has a little bit more visibility, keep on top of that too, and make sure that you are, you know, like Sarah said, green, yellow, red, where you're falling there.
But again, also, Annette, I love our belief system that you should take extreme ownership. Mm-hmm. Always. You're always wrong. And I don't mean that in a bad way or in a self-destructing way. I just truly mean it. Like, when something comes up, a challenge, or someone says something about you, or mm-hmm. just assume it's something that you could improve on. That being said, just 2025 in general, this listing issue thing, the payment processing thing, all of
Airbnb, experiences.
It is just a wake-up call to all of us. Let's stop catering to them. Mm-hmm. And know that you have a listing issue. Yes, reach out to the Airbnb support. See how detrimental it is to your listing. Is there anything that you could do to improve? Yes, do all that. But don't spend too much time there.
Absolutely.
And instead, spend your time diversifying. This is the year to get your direct booking site. This is the year to explore OTAs. This is the year to explore connecting your calendar to other OTAs, and you want to see on your calendar a diversification of where your leads came from. Because if they're all on Airbnb, we've said this before, but I mean it now more than ever. You are building your business, a really expensive business on the front end. Think of how much your property that you invested in costs to get it set up, to purchase it, to run it on rented land that is getting harder and harder for you to control. Okay, this lady didn't like the fact that she was staying in a place that wasn't a shared space, or I had clear rules about pets and it was being broken and it was a listing issue. There are other listing issues. We've seen our members have listing issues of misleading photos, uncomfortable bed, consistently slow Wi-Fi. So there are times this listing issue section is probably very helpful. Like, you know what? It is a wake-up call. I need to fix this situation. But I think of all of this, it's, guys, we need to diversify. We need to stop calling ourselves Airbnb hosts. We need to stop saying that I host on Airbnb. I need to get an Airbnb. All that really needs to slow down and stop. Anything else in it? I got a little bit of a soapbox there, but.
Yeah, I'm just going to be quiet.
It's just.
It's okay. It's
frustrating.
It's very frustrating. The last thing I want to leave everyone with is, after this episode, just think about how you can improve your business today.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of flip this whole issue on the head. And instead of saying listing issues, let's really think about what business issues do we have right now that we could remedy for ourselves. So Airbnb has their listing issues section. Let's create a list of our own issues in our business that we need to be working on. Things that we can control.
Absolutely. But I hope you this shed some light on this section in Airbnb.
Yeah, go check it out. Let us know if you find anything.
We will put the show notes, some links to YouTube videos that we've created. So if you're more of a visual learner, like Annette said. And with that, I am Sarah Carrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.